You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. Now here's Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City with today's agricultural weather forecast.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are going to improve today after the big storm system that impacted the region in the last 2 days. Yesterday, we saw additional snow occur across Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio and became a significant storm in the northeastern part of the country. Now, the moisture totals associated with that yesterday ranged upwards to a quarter of an inch, with some local amounts getting into the range of 0.4 to 0.9 inches from eastern Ohio into parts of Pennsylvania. The forecast is for drier weather across the Midwest now for a while. The forecast is for the temperatures to rebound across parts of the region over these next couple of days. Temperatures this afternoon, though, will still be fairly chilly across the region. We expect to see highs running mostly in the 30s across the Great Lakes region. 40s and 50s will occur further to the south, but most of the warmth will be in the southwestern half of the Corn Belt. In those areas will see temperatures this afternoon getting into the 50s and 60s. And out there in hard red winter wheat country, there may be a few lower 70 degree readings as well. Tomorrow, we'll see the temperatures continuing to improve across the lower eastern Midwest, with temperatures getting back into the 50s and 60s. Even the northern parts of the Midwest will see some 40 degree highs. But a reinforcing shot of colder air will be coming southward from Canada as we move forward into the weekend, and that will drop temperatures again across many areas. The coolest temperatures will be on Sunday, and at that time, we'll look for highs running in the 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest, with some 40s expected in the southernmost areas near the Ohio River Valley. We'll again start to warm back up again as we move into the early to middle part of next week. Our lowest temperatures at night will probably bottom out on Saturday and Sunday mornings, when we'll see some near 0 degree readings again across the northernmost fringes of the Midwest from Minnesota into parts of upper Michigan. Most other temperatures will bottom out in the teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest, with a couple of single-digit readings possible. But temperatures before and after that period will be running mostly teens and 20s for lows, with some 30s expected in the south. We don't have much in the way of significant storminess on the chart for the Midwest for a while now, but we will continue to focus our eyes onto the period from the 20th through the 23rd of March. During that period of time, a large storm system is expected to brew in the middle of the country, and it could bring substantial rains back across the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest, with snow likely in the upper portions of the region. Even portions of hard red winter wheat country will get precipitation out of the event, but the southwest plains, where it's been so dry for the past 4 years, may still miss out on significant precipitation. The storm system is still too far out in the forecast period for us to have much confidence in it, and to be honest with you, the computer forecast model runs in the past couple of days have been all over the board as far as exactly how much precipitation will occur and where, so we'll continue to watch for the system very cautiously. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks go to Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City for his update of the agricultural weather forecast here on the Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. That wraps it up. You have a great afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.